Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast, brought to you by Carano Launch. Communication is key to everything we do. Accomplishing goals in a flash with an epic impact can be tough. Effective, intense, memorable human interactions can make or break your success. If you harness the power correctly, it can be the jolt to your business you've been waiting for. But how do we create an electric customer experience and harness the attention your message deserves? This is why we're here. Now get ready for the Electrify Your Message podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. I'm Joe Melillo, and sitting with me is our founder and CEO, Josh Ross. And we are doing the first episode here about electrifying your message. We want to tell people about communicating, and that's what our episode's about. But really, we want to introduce everybody to you, introduce them to me, and tell them what our thoughts are and what they can expect on this podcast.
What's happening at Carano, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
So this is the first podcast. This is pretty cool stuff, man. And we kind of joke around with you being Carano Joe, but I think this is your time to shine here, man.
This is it.
Carano podcast. But yeah, I think amplifying the message and making sure that communication is key, right, through all forms of business and interaction. And so it's an opportunity for us to be able to talk with our customers and our clients and interact with people online just to help them understand more about what we do and really how communication is so critical to every facet of life. And so this is an opportunity for us just to talk about those topics.
Let's start with one of the first questions that I get on a regular basis when I talk about Carano is, where does the name come from?
Yeah, it's Greek. So we founded Axia Technology Partners about 14 years ago. And so Axia was a Greek word for value. So as we were looking to build into the Carano brand and name, Carano is all about advancing human interaction. And so we were back of the napkin. I think Jason and I were trying to figure out different names for that. We came across Carano, which is a Greek word for thunder and lightning. And so thunderbolt is kind of the Greek etymology. So yeah, that's how we got the name.
It makes a lot of sense because that's our logo as well. So the thunderbolt, but electrify your message. That's kind of where our brains are going with where this podcast is and communicating. You want to be memorable when you communicate.
Yeah. And I think it's all about, yeah, I say it all the time. You hear it all the time. It's what you say, when you say it, why you say it, how you say it, where you say it. These are all important things. And so communicating, you got to know your audience. You got to know who you're speaking with, and you change the tone or interaction of your communication depending upon who your audience is. And so I think audience identification, understanding who you're talking to is critical for people to really focus in on so they can get the right message at the right time, you know, to the right party.
We always talk about that specifically because when you understand who you're talking to, you can better clarify what you mean. And you can also hit a lot of points that you wouldn't say something to a 9-year-old that you would say to an 18-year-old. So if you can better understand who you're speaking to, it's going to help your business in the long run.
And I think breaking the barriers of communication down to simplify what we do as an organization or how communication is effective. It's really important to break that down to a level to where there's all kinds of acronyms in our business, right? I mean, there's all kind. You've seen it, you've been around it, but we speak in this weird language in telecommunications of all these things like CLEX and these little short bursts of communications that take place. And I think for us, it's about breaking that down in a way that is helping people understand how to get the right message at the right time to the right party. And so, when we're doing that, communicating, you really need to understand the audience, as I mentioned before. You also need to understand what channel of communication you're on, because if we're live, if we're face to face, we're having a conversation, that's a different level of communication than what you're going to do on Zoom. Now,
it feels very different, I must say. We've only been in person probably a handful of times, but it feels very different.
Yeah. So you know about Zoom. Everybody knows about Zoom. That's we're all kind of taking Zoom meetings now with COVID. And so there's a whole element of business and the interaction with business leverage and communication and how communication is perceived based upon so many factors. But with the Zoom meeting, you do get video, right? And you get the opportunity to communicate live via video. So you can see some of the facial expressions or the interaction that somebody might have, or reaction that somebody may have. But I think the channel of communication is important. So understanding your audience, the channel. So what channel are you speaking on? What channel are you trying to communicate on? So there's email, there's text messaging, there's face-to-face communications. There's all kinds of channels of communication that are out there. But understanding that channel as a next phase is critical. And then really drafting and crafting messaging that is on point with whatever topic you're trying to tackle, right?
And it's so segmented now. Right. So you have all those channels, but how do we make it so that your business or somebody's business can communicate in one succinct message? I mean, that's huge. We talk about that all the time. You know, a lot of times you'll call a place and they won't have the answer that you're looking for, and they'll have to pass you along to somebody else who might have the answer, or they might not.
Yeah.
So it's all up in the air a lot nowadays.
So one of the business challenges that we see is that communication being unilateral amongst a brand, or recognizing that everyone in the organization, they're going to speak a little different, they're going to react a little different. And so trying to get the brand messaging down, or what you do, or information about your company in a succinct way is a critical thing for business. And so we see it all the time where you contact a small business and you ask the question, you know, can you tell me a little bit about your company when you first talk to whoever it is you get on the phone, right? And you have that first initial conversation, and what they know about that company is indicative of what somebody on the other end of the telephone feels about that brand. And so it's really important to make sure that everyone in an organization understands and aligns with the messaging. So there's like a core value principle. There's like a core element that you look at in how you communicate so that everybody can synchronize around that level of communication.
We're going to be bringing our audience and different ways that you can electrify your message, you know, different ways that you can communicate. We do it on a regular basis, but you know, we'll be bringing interviews, we'll be bringing tips and tricks, kind of your experience and really leadership perspectives from running businesses on a multi-million dollar scale.
Yeah.
So that's what listeners can hear from when we bring them things. And we'll do it probably all around the country too as we open up from COVID and start traveling.
Yeah.
Maybe some Zoom calls.
We'll get out and about for sure. We traveled a lot pre-COVID. I mean, we've been kind of cooped up. So that goes back to messaging. Messaging matters, right? And so even in a COVID era, like I said, with Zoom calls or other email communications, messaging really matters. And so, yeah, we'll have different venues. We'll go around the country. We'll try to make this fun for everyone to kind of tune in and understand a little bit more about how to communicate effectively with their customers.
And just like any podcast, guys, this is the first episode. So we're going to learn along with you how to do this, how to interact and communicate. This is a way of communicating. So there's so much to be had here and so much to learn from. We just hope you enjoy it. We hope that you listen in, and we really appreciate you listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. This is episode one. We're killing it already. I can tell.
Yeah.
You're a natural. This is easy.
I don't know about that, but hey, we're hanging in there. So it'll be good.
And obviously, if you want to learn more about Carano, you can head to our website, and we can also put this stuff out here. And just, you know, contact us. You know, I'm easy. You can hit me up on LinkedIn. It's easy. Joe Melillo on LinkedIn. And yeah, I'm sure you'll respond too.
Yeah. And helping customers is what we're all about. So we exist to help people is the first part of our mission statement. And so it's all about helping customers understand how to communicate effectively through these different channels. And so Carano as a company, we created all of the technologies and solutions that we create are about the human interaction, human experience, and helping folks with communication. So we had our unified communication platform that we developed, you know, a number of years ago. That platform has grown significantly, and we were able to transition that to our largest partner. Axie Technology Partners has taken that on in their bucket of services. And we're really focusing and bringing into the new forms of technology around text engagement and mobile messaging.
What was that you said? What kind of engagement? Text engagement?
Text engagement,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
So text engagement is going to be something that we talk a lot about. It's another one of those channels. So we had the first iteration of our technology was about unified communications. And now we're focused on this text engagement platform and how it's effective. And there's all forms of text engagement. It's really, you know, the thing about text is there's all kinds of tools that are available for text messaging. But it truly comes down to what I said before, which is what you say, when you say it, why you say it, how you say it, and where you say it. So the messaging, what we do at Carano is we empower companies with the messaging that goes inside of the text to be able to ensure that it's at the right place, right time. And it's a laser shot. I mean, text messaging is a new animal, right?
It takes work, too. It's not isn't something that just automatically comes when you buy a software to start texting people. You have to massage it. You have to understand it. And you know, it's part of the deal, right? So that's why we're here to help businesses. We exist to help people. That's ultimately what it comes down to. I'm so excited to be a part of the company. I know that this podcast is going to help people. That's our goal, right? We want to go out there and kind of create free content so that people can tune into what we're doing. And I can't wait to see what the future of this is going to be into.
Yeah, and help businesses succeed, man. That's what it's all about, right? So helping companies move forward in ways that really revolve around the communication cycle. So I think when we talked a little bit about before, you were talking about small business and some of the challenges that they face when somebody calls in, the succinct messaging piece, we talked about that. I think that there is so much to learn, even for us as an organization that's providing messaging and materials through this text engagement channel. We're still learning every day. We have interactions with customers every day. You're part of those interactions, so you know. We jump on, we do a discovery session. We just try to understand more about these companies and what they're all about. As we walk through these different verticals of the different channels that are available, as well as the different industries that we serve, everything from government to healthcare to you name the industry, there's a little different spin on those forms of communication and who they're talking to, that audience management.
Yeah, and it depends on the discovery session on what exact problems we hit, yeah. What we discover, because that's the point of a discovery session is we're learning about their problems specifically.
Yeah.
So
to come alongside them too. I want to be really clear. Like that is our mission and vision in the world is to help come alongside people and move them forward, man. That's what it's about.
I don't know if you guys can hear or see in Josh's body language and voice that he's really passionate about this. I've been talking to businesses for myself for a long time. Like telling stories is a key, and we can help businesses tell their story in a new medium. It's just exciting stuff. So we got more episodes coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're gonna have people stay tuned to the Electrify Your Message podcast. It even sounds cool, right? Yeah. We're gonna Electrify Your Message podcast. Keep that Carano name going, and if you want to learn more about what we do, reach out to us. But also, you know, if you have a problem, we'd love to try to help.
Yeah, so, send us your inquiries, right? I mean, we want to know more about your business. We'd love to just take time to learn about your company. So if you'd be willing, just give us a shout at Carano.io. You can reach out to us and then get a hold of one of us, and we'll be able to set up a time where we can do a discovery session and talk a little bit more about how you're communicating.
And as beautiful as our faces are, we are not going to be the only ones on this podcast.
Thank heavens, right?
We're doing everybody else a favor. Well, listen, this is great. I'm excited to be a part of the company, and we're excited to just kind of change. And, you know, faith is such a big part of our life. And so kind of that's I think, the driving force behind a lot of the stuff we do. So make sure everybody stay tuned. And until next time, this is the Electrify Your Message podcast. And I'm Joe Melillo.
And Josh Ross.
Awesome. We'll see you guys next time.